Hello everyone, my name is Claudia Mitura. I'm a work psychologist and certified chief happiness officer. To celebrate my new book, The Alphabet of Happiness, I'm launching this 26-day challenge packed with science-backed happiness habits, one for every letter from A to Z. I know that if you're listening for some time now, you're like, okay, Claudia, we know what this is about, we know what to do. But for some of you who are joining for the first time, this is our joyful countdown to the big book launch party at the Science Museum in London on October 31st. You can absolutely join. You can reserve your spot at thehappinesschallenge.co.uk/book. Remember also, keep tagging me in all of your wonderful posts about the alphabet of happiness. You can tag me on LinkedIn at Claudia Mitura. You can tag me at thehappinesschallenge_Claudia on Instagram for a chance to win one of the 3 signed copies of The Alphabet of Happiness. And today's our 7th letter already, F for freedom. How to feel empowered in an unpredictable world. I think we really need more of that, this idea of empowerment and having that sense of freedom. So studies show that we decide how much psychological freedom and agency we feel we have over our life. So if you have a high level of agency, you believe you can influence the direction of your life and have a choice to act no matter what the circumstances. The opposite of that psychological freedom and agency is helplessness. So that sense that we cannot control our life shape, this idea of feeling stuck and powerless in the face of difficulties. And sadly, if we think we don't have control over our life, then we are more likely to give up. We are more likely to overlook opportunities for change and even become depressed. So today's action is to concentrate on what you can control. And the one thing that we can all control and influence is how we start our day. And many studies support the power of a morning routine. If we start our day with positive actions, it doesn't matter how small they are, quick 10 deep breaths, 3 things you're grateful for, walking a dog, having excellent breakfast with loved ones, having some cuddles with your children, 5 minutes of stretching, it doesn't matter how much time we have. It's more about how we start the day on that positive note. If we start it with something positive, we will boost our happiness, increase our productivity, and we will feel much more grounded throughout the day to face critical challenges. So no matter what is happening in your life, you can control how you can start each day in the first 5 minutes. Reaching for our phones in the first few minutes of the day is a bad habit because our brain is often not fully awake and we're exposing it to the light of the phone. Starting our day with doom scrolling on social media, seeing negative news, it's not good for our happiness because, again, it floods our brain with cortisol, which is a stress hormone. So how can you start your day in a positive way, even if you have only 5 minutes to do so? Remember, if you would like to get summaries of all of the letters I'm talking, please join my Substack newsletter. Just search for The Happiness Challenge. And I see you tomorrow for the next letter. Bye.